and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, and today is a Friday, June the 30th, the last day of June 2017, and we have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for being a part of today's show, and if you'd like to call in at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, we will see you in queue, and if you're there for a little while, and it's because we're on another page or reading something, just say, excuse me, and we will definitely bring you up. We'd love to talk to you because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue, okay? So everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network so that we can continue to bring to you the information that we've been bringing and what you have deemed as so necessary, a part of so necessary because of what Black Talk Radio Network does. And it's so important that we continue to have this network growing and stabilized for the future in the unstable times that we're going to be going through. So if you would like to be a sponsor of this network, if you would like to ensure that this network is here on air every day the way it is right now and bringing you the programs that it's been bringing you, you can go to its website and its homepage, and that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And on the homepage, you will see the on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the prompt that will allow you to donate. It's in green, the holding hands, and it's in green. Just click that, and that will lead you into how you can give some of your financial energy to ensure that this network is on air in the future and will be sponsored by you, because this network is not picked up by any mainstream advertiser or anything such as that, because of generally, well, you know why it is because of the context, the overall demographics, and who and what the programming here is all about. It's all about you being sovereign and self-determining and independent, and so that you can and engage and uphold and protect your primary, absolute, and unalienable great creator-given abilities and birthrights. So important. So give some of your financial energy to the network so it can continue to grow. Also, a way that you can sponsor the network or support the network is by going to, being a part of, and engaging in its social media outlet known as BTR Community. BTR Community is the only place that I post. I do not post on in Facebook, tweet, or anything else. Just so you all know, I just don't do that. I may do some real small things, but I'm really getting away from that. But I do post here in BTR Community, and because it's more holistic, it's more of what we need. So if you would like to be a part of that, just go over to, once you're on the homepage for BTR, Black Talk Radio Network, right under the donation, you'll see a capital B with a black background. That is where you can hit that, and it will lead you into where you can sign up for BTR community and engage in, and have all of your social media activities that you normally engage in. You could do that there. For some people, you know, FedBook and Facebook and all that other stuff is appropriate. That's fine. That's, every individual has a choice and a reason why they do what they do. But for us, it's only BTR community for a lot of reasons. One, don't want the adverse attention from FedBook. This is one of the reasons why a lot of people are solicited with a lot of different calls, because it's not free at all. It's actually data mined. Your identity is actually sold to the highest bidders or to bidders via that way. So we don't do that. That's not done here at BTR community. And it's really centered around you and the collective prudence that we all should have from that. So for BTR community, to be a member is only $24 a year, $24 a year. And you could do that by signing up there. And that will be another way that you can support BTR community. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can go to the website known as Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals company that is there to have you to, may not be paid as a king and a queen, but you can be actually saved as one and as a lady and gentleman. You can acquire real money via Prosperity Mint. Check out what's there in inventory, and then email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. The assurances that all of its precious metals that it sends, it has been tested and checked to ensure its authenticity, and you can guarantee that that is there. Very, very, very important. But before you do that, make sure you email info@prosperitymint so that someone can explain the purchasing process to you, so you will know and be buying correctly. Very, very, very important. A lot of people think that you can just, you know, buy and everything is cool. No, there are some things that you need to be doing and some things you need to know that is critical. So definitely. Also, if you would like to, let me see, one second. Oh, today is Friday. Tomorrow is Saturday, July the 1st. And we, wait, before we do that one. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. Before we do that one, everyone, please go to the GoFundMe campaign. And it's at www.gofundme.com/suy5p-350. So that you can give some of your energy, some of your support to my man, Michael Emmanuel. And the GoFundMe is for Michael Emmanuel, who was diagnosed with germ cell cancer back in March of 2017, and just finished his chemo. His last chemo therapy was in June the 16th, 2017, just almost 2 weeks ago. And so, and now there are some things that the family needs and Michael needs in helping him to get fully recovered from the cancer and the chemo, so that won't adversely affect him anymore. And there are some things that they were trying to do. They want to get some trace minerals for his body to properly heal. We're going to actually be assisting in that as well, but you can also definitely give some of, you know, donate to this brother and give to Brother Michael. You can see his beautiful, beautiful picture. His whole body lights up in a smile, even after everything that he's been through. So there's a picture of Michael there. And so definitely please go to www.gofundme.com/SamUnionYankee, the number 5P-350. Okay? So definitely thank you, all of you that have been donating. Greatly, greatly appreciate you all. Looking forward to getting Michael Emmanuel exactly what he needs, and we are definitely going to do that. There's a couple of people. One donor says, stay strong, and this was one of the donors. So I greatly, greatly appreciate. So definitely engage in that, and we will assist Michael in defeating his germ cell cancer and recovering to have and not to have the cancer come back, nor for the chemotherapy to continue adversely affect him and to make a full recovery. Much love, much respect to my man, Michael Emmanuel. So that's very, very important. Thank you so, so much, everyone. Let's continue to support Brother Michael. Okay, tomorrow, July the 1st, 2017, is we're going to have our Control Your Wealth seminar, and it is going to be here in Dallas. If you're in the Dallas area and you would like to participate in that, definitely. I made a mistake yesterday. We will be able to take at the door, but you will have to, we won't be able to take cash at the door. You can use debit card, you can use a major credit card. That will be something that you can do at the door. The at the door fee for one person is $300, and for a couple is $550 at the door, and is going to be tomorrow at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time at the Central Library, Public Library in Dallas, 1515 Young Street in Dallas, Texas. And, you know, there was some problems. Sorry about this, everyone. The Eventbrite platform kind of messed everything up. And people, as of last week, people weren't able to actually sign up. And I didn't receive some notification from people that wanted to do it, and they weren't able to do it. And kind of messed up, and they weren't able to make their flight arrangements and everything else. So I'm so sorry about that for those of you that that happened. I didn't, you know, I'm very new to Eventbrite, and I guess what Eventbrite did was it locked everything out last week and prevented people from signing up. So we won't be using Eventbrite anymore. But what you could do is that we will have it online. But if you're in the Dallas area and you would like to come down to do it in person, which I definitely suggest that you do, you could do it that way. But if you're outside of the Dallas area and you would like to sign up, you can do that via the presentation online. All you have to do is email ProsperityMint at info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. The online presentation is $300. And you can use email. You can use a payment form of your choosing, as far as you can use a major credit card, a debit card, or you can also use PayPal as well. So that opportunity is still there. And I would say to everyone, please do that this evening if you're going to do that, and not tomorrow morning, because it just will be a little more hectic for us, because we're going to be running around. It's just me, so trying to get everything squared away. So just please just do that beforehand, so that all of the appropriate information will be given. If you have to do it tomorrow morning, just do it as early as possible if you could, because once the seminar starts, it won't be able to do it, and it's just, you know, time, you know, the time of everything. Just want to make sure we have everything ready to go for those that have already signed up and are ready to do it. So looking forward to it. You still could do it. For those of you that are not able to make it to Dallas, you could do it online. It's $300, and all you have to do is email info@prosperitymint and say that you want to sign up for the online portion of Control Your Wealth. And definitely we'll get all of that information to you on what you need to do. You can make payment by PayPal. You can make payment by debit card, major credit card is the way that you can do that. And then you will be ready to go tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you know that Central Standard Time. For those of you that are on the side of the country, it's Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. tomorrow. So definitely looking forward to that. And Legacy Wealth Management will be there. the agenda will be, the first hour will be a presentation, 1 hour presentation, intro by Prosperity Mint. Very, very powerful, very, very powerful stuff as to what's going on. Some of the things that I can't say on air will actually be a part of that. And for those of you that have been to some of our presentations, you know that we bring it. We bring you some great, great information that is far outside of what we talk about here on Tando Radio Show, just because of the platform. Don't want to can't. There are some things that just can't be said here. So that is going to be a part of it. Then the second hour is going to be a presentation on Trust and Foundations by Legacy Wealth Management. Definitely need to be a part of that. The individuals that came down in March that had the opportunity to hear some of that presentation were actually floored by that and the importance of it as to what you can do, how much leverage you really could have. Because going forward, ladies and gentlemen, it will be about what you control, what you invest in, and what you leverage is so, so important. What you control, what you invest in, and what you leverage will be the overall formula for a successful way to have prosperity and to ensure your sovereignty and self-determination. So definitely, definitely engage in that. You're going to tomorrow. That is just in itself is worth much, much more, actually, Legacy Wealth Management, because of our relationship. Their overall presentations are far, far, far more expensive. But because of it's us and it's you, this is what we're doing, because time is extremely, extremely short for what's happening and what's going on. This is something that you do not want to miss. And believe me, if I know you personally via Tando Radio Show and everything else, and I've known you for a while, I guarantee you will be more than pleased. It's actually ecstatic at which the information that you will receive. It's far, far more valuable than the $300 Federal Reserve notes that you will be giving up. It will actually be something that you will be able to leverage far, far beyond that. Very, very important. So if you'd like to engage in that, definitely sign up for the either come down if you're close to Dallas, or sign up for the online presentation, and that is going to be there. Then the third hour will be a one-hour precious metals class. This is the most important part of the precious metals class, in my opinion. One of the most important parts, probably the most important part of the precious metals class that will be given on tomorrow. And then the last hour will be the one-hour debriefing on things that you should be engaging in, how to properly leverage things, and the collective prudence things that can be done to your benefit. That some of the opportunities. Once again, what you control, what you invest in, and what you leverage is going to be critical, 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 critical. So definitely if you would like to engage in that, you can reach out to go to info@prosperitymint and just say that you would like to have the online presentation. It's $300, and they'll get you all of the information and be ready to go. PayPal, debit card, major credit card can be a form of payment there, okay? All right. Or if you're someone that I know, then if there's another way that you want to make payment arrangements, your word is good with me. So just make sure you know you get in contact with me, and you already would know how to do that if I know you. Okay, so that is tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Also, if you would like to be a part of our cryptocurrency group, that you can go to ourcryptocurrency.com, and that will put you in our Trade Coin Club group. And sorry, yesterday I was unable to meet with some of you that after the show. I think I said yesterday, and I actually meant tonight. Sorry about that. Got my days kind of confused. If you, for those of you that have already signed up for the trade, rcryptocurrency.com, and signed up at rcryptocurrency.com, we're going to have a right after Tando Radio Show tonight, 10 minutes after Tando Radio Show, we're going to just come together really quickly. And for those of you that are trading the cryptocurrencies or are in our Trade Coin Club group, we're going to meet tonight, right after Tando Radio Show, about 10-15 minutes after, just so that we could catch up on some things and talk about some things before we get going. Okay? So we'll be doing that tonight. So made that mistake. Gloria, hopefully we'll see you there, and all of you that are in the group will definitely see you tonight after 10 minutes after Tando Radio Show. 10-15 minutes. Give me about 15 minutes. Okay, so we'll do that. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news for today. And today's live show. But before we do that, really quickly, I wanted Scotty. If Scotty is, let me check to see if Scotty is on the board. I don't know, he may have left. If Scotty is on the board, or we'll catch.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there's Scotty. Yeah, Scotty had mentioned something to me just before we went on air. And then Scotty, if you would just say again what you told me, because this is so important. There are so many things that we definitely must take control over and change. And this is probably, and I would say this is the most important thing that we must do as a community, is that we have to judicate everything ourselves, because only we have the moral convictions to do what needs to be done. It's extremely important that we do this, because this is a measure that affects everyone and will affect everyone. As long as we continue to allow slavery to happen in the world, there will continue to be global slavery of everyone. So, Scotty, if you would just tell everyone what you had said to me just before the start of today's show.
Yeah, I was mentioning to you that I had just produced a video. I have posted it in BTR community. It's on our YouTube channel. It's on our Facebook page as well, and some of our other Facebook pages related to slavery in some form or fashion. So you can find the information there. What happened is that Tag, who is an intern for the Black Talk Media Project, who lives in New York City, and he's an activist in his own right, and he made me aware that the Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee had a demonstration today, because captives, detainees who are being held in the Manhattan detention complex, which is in New York City, obviously, have been denied clean water for going on 6 days. They're being told not to take showers, not to use the water, because the water is contaminated. But yeah, that's good that you're telling them that the water contaminated. But if you ain't providing them with clean water, then what good is your doggone warning? These are people who can't go to the store and buy some bottled water. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they're being, and like you pointed out, Dave, this isn't an isolated incident. On New Abolitionist Radio, we've reported several cases. And I mentioned to you, in Minnesota, there was a prison. It was probably a jail, but it was described as a prison. But the prisoners were, that water was brown and contaminated. And the residents living around the prison could hear the prisoners begging and pleading for water, telling somebody to help them. And so now you find, you know, this situation happening in New York City right now. And as I stated in my video, Dave, I said, when have you ever heard of a problem in an animal shelter where animals are not being given clean water or being bathed in contaminated water. They treat animals better than they treat human beings.
Society wouldn't stand for that. Exactly, Scotty.
Exactly. So, yeah, I posted that information in BTR community on my profile, BTR News, and they're asking that people either send a fax or make a phone call, and they even provide you with a script. And, you know, this issue, this water issue, has been brought to the forefront of our attention because of Flint, because of the situation in North Dakota, or is that South Dakota, where they're talking about the pipeline, you know, being built, that's going through native lands and possibly could contaminate their water sources. We've had the issue in Detroit as well with people water being shut off and what have you. So water is a human right. The human body cannot function without water. And so this is just unacceptable. And no so-called civilized society will conduct itself this way. And no civilized person will stand for another human being to be treated this way, no matter what they've done. So that's all, Dave. Thank you for allowing me to share that with your listeners.
No, man, it's so important because this is critical, because this is the conditioning that we have for everything else. This is a fundamental pathway, gateway to everything else. And this is something that has to be dismantled by us. This part of the system must be dismantled by us. So very important. So this is where we are, and I greatly appreciate you all for that. Brother Braggs is calling me, must be calling by mistake. Let me hopefully everything is okay. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Brother Braggs on Tando, you okay? Okay, so Brother Braggs must have— there's Brother Braggs. Okay. All right. Hey, Brother Braggs, what's going on? So this is a must. Okay, so sorry, I was trying to do two things at one time. Very critical. This is where this is a stand that we all can take, we all must take, because this affects us all. It doesn't matter what they say. Everything that they say is a lie. Everything that they say is a lie. Every time the system speaks, it's about destroying you. So very, very important. This is one of the mainstays. So I'm going to get into what's in the news 1 second. Oops. Sorry about this, everyone. All right, so, there you are. Okay. So we're going to get ready to get started in today's show. So definitely we got to keep vigilant about this, but we need to really— this is where we can all take a stand and start to dismantle this whole thing, because once we are able to free that portion of it, you'll be surprised at how many other institutions of the system falls apart. So definitely want to do that. So let's jump into what's in the news in today's show. I feel so much better now. Got my bearing a little bit. All right. So today's show is All Empires Fall: The New Untied States of America and Approaching Global Transfer. Very, very important part. Very, very important thing to me. And this will be some of the things that will be talked about in depth tomorrow during the presentation. And just so you all know, Strategic Melanin had asked that we're going to be doing some other things. Yes, we will be doing other Control Your Wealth seminars, but I'm not going to require anyone to travel during the later part of this summer, because I don't want to be traveling this summer, so I don't want you traveling this summer, because it is going to be a crazy, crazy summer, is what I'm seeing. And I trust my overall, how I pick up on things and how I resonate with things enough to say that I don't have a problem with it. You know, it's so funny. I would just say this. So many of us, we never forget when somebody is wrong, but we never remember when they're right. But I don't really resonate that way anymore. I make decisions based off of the harmonic frequencies and a lot of other things that I'm able to keep that in checks and balance. That's for all those that like to use frequency weapons. I have no problem with saying these things are. I think that this summer is going to be a very, very difficult, a lot of different events happening, and I don't want to be traveling myself, and I won't be traveling this summer at all, as far as I know. And if I do, is because out of it's a necessity. I have to, but I don't want to be traveling, so I don't want you traveling. I don't want you away from your families. I don't want you away from your foundations of your preparedness and everything else. I don't want you, out and about that way. I wouldn't feel comfortable with that. So this is the last seminar. Tomorrow is going to be the last seminar that we're going to have where people could travel in. We are only going to be doing it online going forward, because you can do it from the comfort of your home without traveling, without that expense, without that that hassle. Because if you notice, flights are being canceled all the time. Had some people delayed, had some people miss flights, and some people that are not going to be able to make it anymore because the flights changed and everything else. And it's amazing how that happens. And I know that in Dallas, this is a big time because they have something called MegaFest is going on. So that is a problem as well, because, you know, hotels and everything else get real expensive and everything else because of that. So I don't want you traveling. We're only going to be doing it online, and we will be doing it again very soon, relatively soon, so that we can get you all prepared and ready for what's going to be happening in a more broad, direct way. Okay? So just to let you know that. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. So first article I posted as to what's in the news, first article this one came from, and I just want to say this, you all, everything is starting, the overall financial collapse, the implosion, and they're going to pull it, the implosion is unfolding as we speak right now. It's not only Illinois. This comes from Lying Like a Fox News. High tax Connecticut faces new budget mess. Illinois isn't the only state dealing with financial headaches these days. Connecticut, too, is facing big budget problems as major corporations flee the state. High taxes and fiscal future gets murky by the day. While Illinois is facing the possibility of credit rating hit junk status today, Connecticut has the distinction of the third worst ranking in the country behind Illinois and New Jersey. And let me give you a rundown of states, in my opinion, that are going to be falling by the wayside from now until next year, and this summer a lot. Illinois, Connecticut, New Jersey, Florida, California has major, major budget problems. But it's not only that. As you would look, next article that we got from another article I posted, this one is it didn't come up as well. This one is about Connecticut as well. Got this from USA News, and it is Malloy angered by the lack of vote on temporal budget. This is for Connecticut. So Connecticut is not voting on their budget. Difficult, and that type of stuff is only going to continue. Check out that article. Next article I posted is from this one from Fox, Lying Like a Fox News. It's Foxless News or Lying Like a Fox News. It comes from Illinois in danger of entering financial death spiral. Illinois' budget crisis has become so dire that the state is in danger of entering a financial death spiral. As prominent rating agencies threaten to downgrade the state's credit score to junk status, just like we have credit scores and everything else and poor credit and everything else, so do the states. Every person does. Every person ship. This system tries to put on a debt stranglehold, and this is how they do it. So check this out. Illinois is in major, major, major problem. Next article comes from Cerebrally Naive Network, commonly known as CNN. Illinois could soon become America's first junk state. So this is definitely falling apart. They got over $15 billion in liabilities that they can't pay, and over $251 billion in unfunded liabilities for their pensions funds. Pensions in Illinois is gone. And all of those states that I named, Maine, Connecticut, Florida, New Jersey, California, all of these other pension funds is going to be following the same. Pretty much all the pensions are going to be, because as these go, they're going to drag all the other ones down as well. And remember Puerto Rico and now the Virgin Islands and then so many. This all is tied into pensions. So very, very important. Check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Syracuse.com. Illinois lottery suspends Powerball and Mega Million sales amidst budget crisis. And they're not paying those individuals that won the Powerball and Mega Millions if you were in Illinois. Crazy. Next, I posted inside of BTR community the Frankenskies video that we played the past two Thursdays about chemtrails in the sky. That is actually right there. If you would like to check that out, it's there. Another article, major, major important article. This one comes from Sputnik News. I posted this one from Sputnik News. U.S. dollar overvalued by up to 20%. The IMF said, and IMF stands for the International Monetary Fund, but I call them something else. International. Okay, you know the rest. So here it is. The fund underscored that the post-economic crisis growth has been low to unequal relative to historical performance. The U.S. dollar is moderately overvalued by around 10 to 20%, the report says. So the IMF is saying that the overall dollar is overvalued by 10 to 20%. Ladies and gentlemen, is far, far worse than that. But even just that, no one here could afford. No one in this country, business-wise, everyone, the common person, the common human being, in this country, person or living entity, human being, cannot afford the dollar to be overvalued by 20%. It means that the common man's economy is collapsed. And this, they're telling you that it is. And we may take a look at this one today, this article today. Very, very important. Another major, 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 major unfolding, and I said in this one was shaking my head. I got this from Russia Today International. U.S. to sell Taiwan $1.4 billion in arms. China says deal runs counter to Trump and Jinping's meeting in April. The Trump administration plans to sell Taiwan just over $1.4 billion in weapons, while China ambassador to the U.S. has reportedly said that the deal goes against the spirit of the talks between celebrity figurehead Donald Trump and celebrity figurehead Chinese President Xi Jinping during the One China policy is going to be, and this is where China goes to war over this. This is a tactical move to actually instigate and further perpetuate the overall World War III, and which is going to go into GNW1, Global Nuclear War 1, that will be fought, in my opinion, with tactical nukes. and that will not destroy the planet. That will destroy the overall livelihood and ability of many, many people, while the infrastructure will be able to be reestablished. Very, very difficult. And it will be used as a measure of population control and controlling of people going forward, just as Fukushima, that continues to spew radioactive isotopes into the air, is actually going to be used that way. Very, very important. So check out that article. Next article from Russia Insider. I got this one from Russia Insider. Hope hell has cable TV so that Brzezinski can watch the U.S. empire implode. And they're saying that World War III was definitely a part of, yes, this dude was, I thought it was one of the most evil celebrity figurehead people that, in my opinion, that you could see. One of his famous quotes is that in the past it was easier to control a million people than it was to kill a million people. Now it is infinitely easier to kill a million people because they can't control people, because people are waking up, such as you, and they are not allowing themselves to be under the mind control and other controlling devices and tools and methods that the system uses. So what do they say? Then let's destroy their physical existence. If we can't control and enslave them, then they're no good to us. Thin the herd. So, but how can someone kill you and they didn't give you life? Doesn't matter. We are always sovereign. We are as sovereign and self-determining as we choose to be. And I choose to be sovereign and self-determining, as well as you. And that's why I love you. That's why I love BTR. That's why I love Tando Radio Show. That's why I love our listeners, our callers, and all of you, because that's how we resonate. This is how we're going to do, and it's only going to get stronger collectively among ourselves. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Press TV, and I said, a true black swan event is brewing. India warns China as border tensions escalate. India warned China on Friday, today, that construction of a road near the common border would have serious security implications, as Chinese Foreign Ministry denied its troops had violated the territory of India. And this is something that a lot of people don't know, that China and India actually have confrontations, actually shooting at each other on their borders, even though they're both a part of BRIC, which stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Even though they are members of that, China and India have not always gotten along. They're pretty much arch enemies. And this is definitely, I've always said, where India goes is very critical for the United States. This is another front. Do you see the picture here? Is surrounding, as the U.S. tries to encompass and surround Russia, they are also encompassing and trying to surround in China. From the South Sea of China, from the eastern side, from the western side, and from the southern side. So very, very, very important there. Check out that article. Next article, I got this one from the South China Morning Post. What's Trump's new policy for North Korea means for China? Check out that article. Very, very important one. Next article I got from Russia Insider. U.S. military put on alert. Washington waiting for an excuse to attack Syria, Russian senator has said. Some more cheery news from Syria, according to Alexia Panuskovo, a Russian senator and former head of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the state. The United States is putting its Navy and Air Force on alert, and it is just waiting for an excuse to strike Syria. Yes, we all know that. Why? Because they're there. And I don't know about y'all, but I didn't do too bad in geography. I didn't do too bad. I kind of know where some places around the world is. Last I checked, Maryland is not in the Middle East. Kentucky's not in the Middle East. New Hampshire is not in the South Sea of China. Texas is not in Korea. And New Jersey is not in Africa. And New York is not in Central America. So, kind of tells me, what the heck is any other country doing on all these borders, instigating their overall so-called interests? You have no interest. Your borders do not go into those areas. But the United States, because of its historical position with having the military might and the stick, they like to, you'll hear them say this all the time out of Congress, either the carrot or the stick. This is true colonists, true people that try to colonize and steal resources. This is what they always say. Either you're going to get the carrot, the poison carrot that we carry, or you're going to be beaten by the poison stick that we have. Well, this is how the system works and has to have. It always has to have a terrorist at the helm so that everyone will focus on that and not see what the real problem is. Last I checked, there is no state that the United States has, a part of the corporation of the United States, that's in Syria. But they're waging their wars there. They're invading, as well as other countries, which means the world war has already started. How many countries are in Syria right now and battling? More than just Syria. That means it's a world war. It's already brewing, and we need to know and be prepared for this, because it will definitely adversely affect us if we're caught off guard by that. Next article comes from Walking Times. I love Walking Times. The number one killer of women is in part a form of spiritual sickness. Check out this article. Definitely check out this article. Very, very powerful, powerful article. It says, Run for the cure. And let me move this down. You think that women were dropping like flies from breast cancer, but that isn't the number one killer of women in modern society. The most common killer of women is also one of the most preventable diseases. Check out this. Definitely. For those of you that have, and we all have, the queens, the princesses in the very, very important matriarchs in our families that we absolutely love. And for the matriarchs, the queens, and the princesses, they need to know these things, and we need to be supporting all of them mutually, commonly, because this is a land without men is conquered. A land without women is barren. There is no human species that exists. So much love, much respect. Check out that article. Next article, got to get going here because I want to get to some of the ones that Roz had posted as well. Next one from Strategic Culture, 5 Reasons America Shouldn't Fight Iran, Russia, and Assad in Syria. Number one reason, because you can't win. Number two reason is none of your darn business. Number three reason is because you will be completely and utterly defeated. And how this thing unfolds, this may absolutely collapse the whole system. And for you and I, that would be the best thing that could ever happen. And that should be something that we should actually be energizing. So beyond our overall fears. Okay, next article. I got this one from Press TV. Press TV, which is a Iranian publication. Trump sending feds to quell Chicago violence. U.S. celebrity figurehead Donald Trump has decided to send federal troops to Chicago to help to fight the street crime, to help fight street violence and drug trafficking. We are fundamentally changing the way we fight crime in Chicago. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said in a statement on Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, the police state is expanding, and this is how you do it. You create the problems that turn into a crisis, and then once the crisis turns into complete conflict, then you come in with the solutions for what you've created. This is how you measure control. So check out that next article. This one I posted from Russia Insider as well. Very, 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 very important article. Don't miss on this one. It didn't come up as well, but don't miss this one. Russia and Moscow and Beijing signed roadmap for comprehensive military cooperation. This is undoubtedly the most important event in bilateral relations this year, the Chinese ambassador to Russia, Ling Hun, said in an interview on June the 27th. Russia and China have signed a comprehensive military cooperation. Who do you think that is going to be against? Huge, huge, huge. This may be one that we may get to as well. All right, so next article. My man Raj posted this one from the Telegraph. Heat wave sparks huge rise in severe hay fever attacks. Thank you, Raj. A lot of us definitely have to deal with that. Check out that article. Next article from Futuristics. My man Raj posted this one. We can now build biomolecules from computer codes. No humans necessary. And breathe synthetic. So true. Wow. In brief, synthetic genomes have created a digital to biological way to use digital codes to create biologicals like DNA and RNA. Let me move this down. Also, proteins and vital particles. This major implication for space colonization, fighting diseases, outbreaks, and personal medication. People often describe DNA as the blueprint for life. Yes, and this is so disastrous because they're never going to use one. This is synthetic. That means that it is man trying to emulate the great creator without having the overall love, compassion, and sincerity for sustainability and given sovereignty and all of the fruits of a quality of life that is benevolent. That's what synthetic coding means. It's nothing benevolent about it at all. Check out that article. Great article, Rise. I don't know if I put a like on it. Yes, I did. That was a good one. Most people with pink eye get the wrong treatment. Yep, use colloidal silver. Check out that article. Great article there. Rise posted this one. Next one, Rise posted this one from Lifespan. Do smokers' lungs heal after they quit? Check out that article. Next one, article Rise posted from Medical News. 10 benefits of vitamin E oil. Definitely check that out. Then I posted this is LePage says that he won't sign latest budget proposal and will allow a shutdown. Maine's governor Paul LePage said Friday that he will not sign a state budget. This all falling apart, ladies and gentlemen. Next one, I got to hurry up here. This one comes from, I posted this one from an advisory perspective. We are witnessing the development of a perfect storm. Check out that article. And last, three more. Here we go. I posted this one from The Hill. Celebrity figurehead Trump said, this comes from The Hill, patience is over with North Korea. Celebrity figurehead Trump said, the United States patience is over with North Korea, calling for an aggressive international effort to curb the rogue state. You know what that means. Here it comes. Next article, this one comes from your Newswire. I posted this one. Pope Francis offers earlier retirement to priests caught raping children. And I saw some things about this. I didn't, just quickly, I absolutely love these sisters, and I absolutely love their father, Richard Williams. and their mother and their overall the whole thing. But I love the Williams sisters. This article, I wasn't able to vet this and anything else, but I'm just going to still anyhow say this comes from your Newswire. Venus Williams wanted by police after causing fatal car crash. So check that out. And so all our energy prayers and our energy goes to everyone that we love who are sincere and benevolent. So that's what's in the news. So we are going to jump into today's show. If you'd like to jump in, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Just wanted to let you know. And I see there, Strategic Melanin, glad to see you on the board. And so we're getting ready to go to a, we got like 5 minutes. We're going to go to a commercial break. But if you would like to jump in at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll see you in queue. You can jump in. We'd love to talk to you. Our overall dialogue is more important than a monologue. So we're getting ready to go to a break, but I just want to say this. Some of the reasons why we read what's in the news is because that is the pretense to let you know what's going on in the world. And we spend a lot of time on it because it is really, really important. We get bombarded with nonsense and things that have no real meaning, that only augment and maintain our overall mental anguish and our daggone maintain our us being so under such mind control and being in a state of ennui to where we don't think for ourselves and we don't question. We go through what's in the news because I think it's very, very important for you to know what's going on so that you can develop the necessary means and methods to protect yourself and your family and our overall community at large. Because when we don't do it, you see what happens. It continues. So that's why we read what's in the news. Sometimes it takes us longer, but we do. We'll get into it. And this is why Tando Radio Show is here. And I absolutely cherish you all. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll see you in queue. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we have a live show for you today, June the 30th, 2017. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. And we're going to jump into today's show. And, man, where do we really start? My man, Scotty, I know, man. My clock was messing with me as well, too. No, you couldn't, Scotty. So, we're going to jump into today's show. And today's show is All Empire Falls, the New Untied States of America, and Approaching Global Transfer. And so what I want to do is so many places that we can start. And I'm going to start with, there's a short video I want to play with you. Then there's a couple of things I want to read to you. And this short video is very important. I want you to hear it, and then I'll post it inside of BTR or inside of Tando Radio Show and BTR later on. And this one is very critical. It talks about China versus India, the race to the top of the world. And it was done by Bloody, what did I say the BC was? British Blood Criminals. That's what I call it. Yeah. This was done by the BCC, and just so take that in and keep that in consideration. So I'm going to just play just about 15 minutes of it. or so. It's much longer, but just to give you a start, I want you to hear some of the things that's going on. Then I'm going to come back. We're going to read some things and then open up to you on what's going on. If you'd like to jump in, very, very important, because this has everything to do with the untied states of America and the approaching global transfer. Everything is being transferred out of the U.S. So, you know, Germany is sanctioning, wants to sanction. Other countries are going to start sanctioning. U.S. is done. It's over. But you need to know some of these things so that you can have the appropriate response to that, so that you won't be caught in the collapse of the common person's economy and everything else that goes with it. So I'm going to play this really quickly, really, really good. Let me set it up. I'm already set up, ready to go. So we're going to start here, and then I'm just play 15, 20 minutes at the most, and then we'll come back and do the rest of the show. Okay, so listen up. Here we go.
Even if China's stronger, China will give you only good. I think you should never be scared. Even if China's stronger, China will give you only good.
We fail to appreciate history. We fail to think. And it's cost us.
Let me just say this. Don't you believe it? All of these governments are part of the system. And this is how everything transferred. We need to dismantle the whole thing. But it's true. You don't need to be scared of anything. So let me get back to it. I won't interrupt anymore. Here we go.
Fierce in that today the United States is in deep decline.
The problem with GM is not caused by Toyota or Hyundai Kia. The problem with General Motors is being caused by what? General Motors and the UAW.
We're not very competitive. We've been spending too much money on making ultimately worthless stuff.
You are making weapons, you are making tanks to kill people, okay? China is actually making cops, children.
这是最近这十几年以来形成新的经济危机的根本原因，这和过去的那个经济危机完全不一样。现在经济危机了，大家都知道要工作，这时候大家开始注意这个问题了。Different.
China is a very promising country. I'm sure in 20 years we'll catch up with the USA.
Okay, I had to stop it there. That was before 2008, that when that gentleman said that China is going to catch, in 20 years, China will catch up to the United States. China has already caught up to the United States economically and passed it. It's the number one economy in the world. It has the most influence globally throughout the world. So it has surpassed, and the only thing that's maybe lagging behind is its overall military engagement, but as it partners with Russia, it passes the U.S. because the U.S. will not be able to fund its overall military. So this was done when he said that was before the 2008 Olympics in Summer Olympics in Beijing. But since then, they passed them already by now here in 2017. So, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, if I could add something to that, I've been seeing a lot of stories of China partnering with different nations in Africa. And remember, Trump talked about, which I don't disagree with, but pulling back from of these nations where they have actually, they call it USA, but it's really US bribery. But
right
in that vacuum, China has been stepping in. Now, I know in the black community, there's some trepidation about that. And yes, Eric, you should always be cautious and suspicious and ask questions, but it remains to be seen if they will act as equal partners or if they will try to be the masters of Africa.
Right, right, exactly, Scotty, because, you know, when you have the great colonizer as the U.S., you could come in and seem as friendly as you wanted people be, and people will want to gravitate because they hope. We got to stop having hope in things. We got to start having, you know what, we need to get off of our knees, and we need to get on of our feet. It's not a wishbone that we need, and that's what hope is. Hope is nothing more than a wishbone that is absent of a backbone. We need to have a backbone and build everything. Yes, Scotty, absolutely. You have to be aware that the possibilities and the history has told you what this system has always been. And by gosh, when are we going to start to believe history to see that, yo, the system is always about subjugation and always about enslavement and the system being ones that steal resources in order to control people. So, yes, we have to be mindful of that. And this is why it's so important for us to create on the micro and macro level. So here we go. We're going to get back to this.
The world hegemon has historically always been the world's most powerful economic nation. The United States hasn't been the most powerful economic nation for a long time now. And it doesn't look like it's going to come back.
China, the rebirth of an empire.
The decline of the United States as the world hegemon is a necessary condition in order for China to take over that role. But does hegemon necessarily mean empire?
Hegemon simply refers to an overarching power. By empire, then, I think it's a little bit like pornography, you know, when you see it. As China unleashes its tremendous talents, as well as the power of its size and productivity, it certainly is assuming a hegemonic position, but I don't think China quite qualifies as an empire right now.
But historically, when countries have become hegemons, they eventually become empires. Rome. China already uses its neighbors to play big country politics. Busan, South Korea. One of the world's major shipping ports and evidence of the successful industrialization of South Korea, whose living standards now rival those of the United States. The U.S. considers South Korea a key ally in East Asia, and it hopes that China will help to resolve the growing nuclear threat posed by neighboring North Korea. Like much U.S. policy, it misunderstands Chinese interests. Seoul. The nation's capital has a little more than a quarter of the country's population of 48 million. It sits precariously at 50 kilometers from the demilitarized zone, separating the two sides, in range of the North's artillery. Threats of Seoul's all-out destruction in the event of further conflict has helped maintain this status quo for five decades. Just how serious a threat is North Korea's development of nuclear weapons?
In order for a country to become a full-fledged nuclear weapons state, the country should satisfy four conditions. The first condition is the possession of nuclear warhead. Yes, North Korea has acquired nuclear warhead. Second, it should have delivery capability. North Korea has a delivery capability. It has intermediate range ballistic missiles, Nordon 1 and Nordon 2. It has short range missiles such as Scud B and C. Third, nuclear testing. But there's a debate on whether it was successful or not. And finally, in order to mount that warhead on the short and medium range missiles, North Korea should possess miniaturization technology. But we believe that North Korea is short of acquiring the miniaturization technology. In view of that, we can argue that North Korea is a very dangerous country with potential nuclear weapons capability, but we cannot regard North Korea as de facto a full-fledged.
Okay, let me stop it there. This was done a little earlier. This was in 2000. It's about 10 years ago. A little over 10 years ago. Now, the thing about this, I think it's amazing how this comes from the bloody, the British Bloody Criminals Network. So the thing about this, how the audacity for the British to call anybody saying that they're going to try to be an empire, and they've been a controlling empire in this whole thing. But now this whole thing with this is that this was about 11 years ago or so. But since that time, North Korea has they say that North Korea, and this is what the consensus is, that they have all four capabilities now, and they probably do. Here's what I say. If they do, it brings more stability to the world, and it diminishes the empires of the world. And since they do, you can't attack them. Nor can they attack you. So it's not a mess. So now, as we look at this, what is North Korea really being used for? The reason why this whole thing. It's very, 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 very important. So I'm going to jump back into that. I keep saying I'm not going to interrupt, but sometimes it gets a little, you know, I have to interject. So I'm going to definitely come get back to it so that you can hear this, and then we'll open up the phone lines, and then there's a couple of things we need to be talking about, and we'll get to that. So just wanted to make that known to you. This is older. North Korea, they say North Korea has all of that, and I'm fine with it. You should be too. Everyone should be. Because once someone is a nuclear-capable country, the whole world should be. So then why? The playing field should be even everywhere, so that there should be no bullies. And if the people of the world start to realize that, then we can start to dismantle the system and then get rid of these types of weapons by our choosing and by our policies and procedures, not by the voting system. Because if voting mattered, ladies and gentlemen, it would be illegal. So here we go. We're going to get back to it.
nuclear weapons state.
I don't find the Korean situation unstable. I've never felt that there was a threat from North Korea. I've never thought for a minute there was a single North Korean that was even slightly suicidal.
Suicidal or not, a nuclear North shifts the balance of power in Asia. Why doesn't China use its growing strength to help U.S.-backed efforts to disarm North Korea?
One of the odd things about the post-war world is the Chinese are absolutely delighted to have Korea divided into. They used to try and maintain this even back in the Tang Dynasty. Korea was often structurally divided into different kingdoms with different support from the Chinese because it led to structural weakness, inability to stand up to a Chinese domination. Their policy is to prevent war and prevent the unification of Korea. Initially, let's go back to January and February 2003, what the Bush administration wanted was test China in such a way that China would impose sanctions on North Korea. China didn't want it.
If you're going to work on Korean nuclear issues, you have to understand the Chinese context, and the fact that South Korea is rich is fine. But if Korea were unified and this rich, it would be the size of former West Germany. That's getting to be a little too big for Chinese comfort.
If Korea is a traditional tributary state that China manages through division, then how will it deal with Korea's bigger and wealthier neighbor, Japan, whose rivalries with China have spanned centuries? The answer depends not only on the intentions of the Chinese government, but also on the attitudes of the Chinese people. Like Korea, Japan has traditionally been a part of the Chinese cultural area. But it has also been fiercely rebellious. After Japan became the first Asian nation to industrialize, it used its newfound strength to create a modern empire and subjugate its Asian neighbors. Committing heinous war crimes and killing approximately 30 million Chinese throughout Asia. Understandably, there exists a strong current of anti-Japanese sentiment among many Chinese today. Although Japan was defeated in World War II, it went on to become the world's second largest economy. China, however, is now on the verge of surpassing its old rival. To many, both inside China and out, the 2008 Beijing Olympics were a symbol of China's rebirth as Asia's preeminent power. As part of the Beijing Olympic torch relay, the Chinese decided to bring the torch to Nagano, Japan, home of the 1998 Japanese Olympics. Perhaps as a message to the world that the Middle Kingdom was about to eclipse the land of the rising sun. Along with this message came a tremendous display of nationalism in the form of thousands of young Chinese. Many received encouragement and even financial support for their travels to Nagano from various Chinese consulates throughout Japan.
All right, I'm going to stop it there real quick. because I don't want to get too much in it. And the reason why I wanted to play this is because this, you can see how this was back in 2007 before the Summer Olympics in China. Look how much has changed. Since that time, China has become the number one economy in the world, has the most influence geopolitically, economically in the world. It is, it controls some of the most important manufacturing, development, and banking institutes in the world. It has since been acknowledged and put on into the SDR system, on the International Monetary Exchange, where they had to include China, and there is a new IMF headquarters that's going up in Beijing. One of the things that was very, very important about this, and I hope you caught it, they started to name off the different empires of the world. They named Britain, they named China, excuse me, Japan. They named the United States. They named China. They went through these different empires, and then their collapses, because that's how the system works. The overall direction and the momentum that the system has already gained without missing a beat. Who is where? The system continues to reign. And this is an asymmetrical way to subjugate and enslave people that we have to become aware of doing, because there is going to be an African nation that is going to be power and the overall predominant power of the world. As it was in the past, so shall it be again, so that the system can continue to have its overall consumption of energy from the people. And until we break away from that overall, that nomenclature of destruction, we're going to continue to be in the same predicament that we've always been in for many, many a moons and many, many a sunrise and many, many a sunset, in a position to where we surrender our sovereignty to the almighty governmental entities. That's the in God that they trust. And that's the one that they push upon you to obey. And it's very, very important for us to realize who we truly are and what we're truly capable of. So now we're at the threshold of, from 2007, this was done in 2007 before the Olympics in Beijing, and I don't know if any of you have ever seen the opening ceremonies of the 2008 Summer Olympics. They do these celebrity events, and they make them as dramatical as possible to give influence for people to surrender. It showed that China will be the empire to contend with, will be the predominant empire going forward, or, in their words, the superpower. If you remember, celebrity figurehead Bush looked like he was scared to death by what he was seeing, because that was a symbol, symbolic heads up to you all what the overall system plans to do. They tell you everything before they do it. And this will, China will be the prevailing superpower for around 100 years, and then there will be another. And where that other could come from, it could come from India, because generally what they like to do where the most heavily populated areas are, that's the areas that they like to bring up. It will be from India. Then after India, 100 years after that, there will be, in my estimation and what I'm seeing, there will be a nation out of Africa, out of the continent, that will come up. And one of the ways that you can follow this is by seeing where the overall population trends are to be. That's their blueprint. because what they want to do is have the countries that have the most people to have the biggest influence, because they can create the most patriotic stance of destruction and facilitate that overall upholding the system of subjugation. Very powerful, very significant. Been in the work for many years, and it continues, and they're committed to it. At some point, at some time, we need to realize the strategies of the attacks that are being waged against us in this war. Until that war is done, you have to be vigilant. Until that war is won, you have to be vigilant to protect yourself from its attacks at all times. We have not been doing that. We have been settling for being comfortable. And all gas chambers put you to sleep. And all toxification slowly take place. And all poisoning tastes sweet. This is the agenda that they have. This is what we have to know from seeing what has happened before. And as it's very important that we invoke ourselves to actually put them off balance. Once the balance has been lost, momentum can be gained, and we can take back asymmetrically what has always been ours, that being our individual existence on the micro and macro level, for very small and very large, because this is why the system of the economic system, the religious system, the economic system, the military system has everything based in a micro-macro action plan. The key is they have an action plan. We don't. We don't. And those that don't obey. So, just want to make sure. Let me turn this down. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We got a couple of more minutes before the commercial break. And if you have any question or comment, definitely jump in. Give us a call, 866-510. 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit **. We'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. All of this is very, very important as to how we should know what we're facing so that we can strategize an appropriate response and then be the force multiplier that we need to acquire what our objectives is, because the system definitely does that. It does that through weather modification. It does that through intoxication of the food and poisoning the water supply and having wars. The werewolf, the great werewolf, ladies and gentlemen. And the werewolf is symbolic of the beast that consumes the population by way of famine, by way of disease, and by way of war, and by way of poverty. Those are the four conditions of the werewolf. And what defeats the werewolf? You already know, the silver bullet. But many of us don't have the silver to put into bullets, nor do we have the silver being part of our overall force multiplier for our objectives. This is why we find us in the states of confusion that we're in. Before there was the light, it was completely dark. And we're definitely going to talk about some of that, and it's significant. So listen, getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to jump in, jump in. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit **, and we will see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
2008, the Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tandoor Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. And we are talking about All Empires Fall, the Untied State of America, and the Approaching Global Transfer. This is the Approaching Global Transfer, and I hope that you were seeing some of the things. We'll play some more of this. I don't know if we want to do that right now. So a couple of things I want to get into before we get out of here, but we got my man in queue, none other than the Minister of Defense, my man Roz, is in the building. What's up, Roz? How you feeling, brother?
Hey, peace and love, brother Dave. How are you?
What's going on, bro? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm kind of a somber, actually. We lost my father-in-law last night. About 11:06 last night, he expired, and it was a interesting day, to say the least. He fought hard, he fought long, he lived 88 long years. He should have and could have had more time had the system not destroyed his physical person like it did. It's been just a wow, and somebody is a father to you, which is what he was. He taught me so much about being a man and about being a father, about being a good husband, and he gave me his own daughter, which I think is the most precious gift that a man can give to another man, is his child, and say, hey, you know, I want you to care for and nurture my child and you know, hopefully bring some descendants into the world with my daughter. And I think that's a sacred gift that every person who's married gets, whether it's a woman marrying a man or a man marrying a woman, that is very sacred for their parents to give them to you and give you them to care for and nurture for the rest of your life. And it was, wow, it was just interesting being in the room with him until those last precious moments. And you know, my wife went through quite a bit. She sang him home. I don't know how she got through the song, but she sang the song that he first taught her when he taught her to play the piano. And my son actually was worse before than after. He said he felt better because he knew that his grandfather was no longer suffering. He went through quite a bit, and at one point it was looking good. Actually, on Monday, that he was improving quite a bit, and everything just kind of spiraled out of control yesterday as we were trying to get him hydrated. So that kind of takes me to the importance of water. Like you were saying, and Scotty was saying, water is so essential. And we think of it simply in the terms of human need as far as feeling thirsty or severe thirst if you've been left without water for a long time. But water is what helps your cells to remain active when you right. are dehydrated. The blood cells can literally collapse on you. That's how important having enough water and hydration is. And my father-in-law was quite dehydrated, and he ended up getting worse after we tried to, he aspirated after we were trying to get him hydrated. So, you know, that's just so important. I just wanted to send my love out to James McKenzie Jr. And may you rest well, and may the ancestors and grandcestors lift you up. And the other thing I wanted to touch on is this concept of hope. I heard you say some powerful things about hope. And something I've always said is hope is for powerless people. Powerless people hope because you are putting, it's basically coming into a situation subserviently. You are basically asking or waiting for someone else to make the proper determination to treat you like a human being. And like Dr. John Henry Clark said, no enslaved people ask for freedom from their captors. They take it. and they take it and establish freedom upon the principles and ideas and thoughts that they, as the victim of white supremacy, sees and envisions what a righteous world looks like. You don't ask for anything. You don't hope for it, because hoping is just saying, okay, well, maybe one day things will change. No, they're not going to change. You're dealing with the most diabolical two-legged being that has ever been allowed to breathe the breath of life. And I mean that so wholeheartedly. My father-in-law joined became a CO in order to try and he told me this personally, fix the system from the inside. And after the system was done with him, he realized that there was no fixing a system as corrupt as this. You must collapse it. That's the only thing to do. This is a man who sat with and helped Hurricane, the Hurricane from the movies. He knew him quite well. He was in his prison, in Trenton State Prison. This is a man who had many conversations with Frank Lucas, the Frank Lucas, about many different subjects, especially the many women he had come into that prison. He told him he could no longer do those things. But this was an upright man who did his best to try and fix things from a position that he thought would help, and then he realized the system was greater than him or his attempt to fix it. His father was a man who had to leave Georgia because he killed a white man for disrespecting his sovereignty as a black male, an American African male on the continent that he was born and is indigenous to. And it's just a certain level of consciousness you have to have when you start to realize that hope is for powerless people. We have to get to that state that Dave talks about, nonviolent. This is something that Brother Robert X talks about as well, nonviolent non-participation. If you cease to participate in the games that they instate, there's nothing they can do about that, and it's not going to survive. If we wake up every day invested in the crap that they put in front of us, then they're going to continue to, like Dave says, rule, because you are already taking all of the chips and pieces and players that they give to you, and you're on the game and the board that they set up for you. Get your own damn board. Set up your own stuff. Buy and create our own things. These are the things we used to do. They took that away from us. Like Dr. John Henry Clark said, take a locomotive train, break that bad boy down, have other black people see the different parts of that train, start manufacturing them, and build a better train than the one you broke down. That's what the Asians did in Japan. That's why they have the best trains on the planet. Why can't we do that with planes and buses? We can do this. We just have to think from a perspective of being the majority. We are the majority. What you don't understand is that for these people, if you're not white, you're a nigger. So I don't care if you call yourself Latino. I don't care if you call yourself Native American. I don't care if you call yourself any of the names that they want to give you. All you are is a variation of black, and if you're not white, you a nigger. So just keep that in mind, and if you can put your head in the space of, we are the majority. And in Africa, there's a powerful saying that the ants will always topple the elephant. And if you study it in a specific ant called the Siafu, it's known as a driver ant. It is the most deadly force in nature on the African continent. They eat everything in their path, and they clear entire sections of forest of all kinds of wildlife, including large wildlife, because they eat meat. And those ants can topple an elephant no different than they take humans down and eat them too if they're in the way. So let's think about the power we really have that Dave talks about so consistently, and let's start thinking about one another as little Siafu, and we all working towards one goal, which is destruction of the system, black liberation, planetary liberation, and upliftment for all people. Thank you, Brother Dave, and I'll leave my line.
Brother Roz, I know I speak for everyone that listens to Tando Radio Show. We absolutely love you, and we know that your father was more than just your father-in-law. And the investment that he put into you because he saw that you were good ground. And he is extremely proud of you, which you have established family-wise by collaborating with his family to unify the purpose of our prosperity. So, brother, always remember, as you already know, the absence of the physical body The misery of what they call death is temporal, while the promise of peace is eternal. And this is the natural process that we all should be looking forward to. And I'm so glad that the ancestral wisdom and the internal wisdom is going forward of us to be the force multiplier and to apply and to make the pathway, if we choose to take it, that your father has now moved into eternal spiritual existence. Brother, we all honor, cherish, and the love that we have for you, your family, and everyone here is exemplified daily by what you seed, what we share, and what we disseminate as a means of true love and prosperity. Gets no greater. And Roz, give me a call after the show. Love you, brother.
I will. I love you too. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you. Thank you very much. And I will call you, brother.
Yes, right. I know Mel is here. It's a painful period, Roz, because your love is so strong. But you already know the depths of it all. This is the most beautiful thing that can happen, because this is the promise that man cannot make synthetic. It's pure, it's true, it's sincere, and it's benevolent. Who else would we want to go before us to lay our path than your father-in-law? None other. So, brother, we share this with you. Even though we are not there, we may not have known your father-in-law, but we've never not known his energy that's been displayed through you. So I know my man Mel is there, and I know Mel, we've all gotten Roz, Jerry, Mel. I mean, I think of the people that I now have finally in some form or another physically met, but people that I've never not known. Scotty, my brother, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, Brother Bragg, everyone, Mel, Strategic Melanin, my man, set in Georgia, I mean in Florida, and just all everyone, just so many people. Russ, John, I mean I can go on and on and on and on. Deborah, on and on and on with the people that I have known, because we asked to be here at this time, as did your father-in-law. He asked to be here at this time so that he can lay out the framework for going forward. And that's what he's going to be doing eternally. It's perfect. It's divine. It's a part of the universal truth that can't be put on a TV screen with a director that can say cut, to the benefit of the producer and the overall industry of destruction. This is sustainability at its best. There is no such thing as death. It is just a great transformation into the spirit realm. And brother, you're already there, even though you're in the physical realm. As many of us enjoy this with each other now, where else would we rather be than right here? And you said, I love your wife, the queen, did the appropriate thing in saluting her father return into the spiritual realm by the frequencies of love and music, so that he can always remember from where he came, that same harmonic frequency of love. brother, you already know the depths of that family. It is a pillar of our community, and I love you so much, man. So we got Mel that's here, and Mel, I'm going to want you to speak. I know that Roz has been extremely important to you, as you've been to Roz, as you've been to me, and I knew right away you would be on here now. So I want to give you an opportunity. Mel, you're on, brother. Thank you for calling. And I'm going to turn it over to you.
Peace, peace, man.
Peace, peace, brother.
Oh, man. It's just, it's, you pretty much summed it up beautifully, man. And Brother Ross, man, me and my family just want to, you know, send our love, man, to you and your family. I know that he meant a tremendous deal to you and your family. So my condolence, man, and, you know, just take the memories and, you know, the good things that he did instill. And like Brother Dave said, man, just, you know, he will still live vicariously through you, his daughter. You know, I know you loved him very much, man, and I know you all did, and I just want to send my love to you, man, and if you need anything, call on me, man. I'm here.
That's right. That's right, Ross. We love you, man, and as we love everyone here. Everyone here is so, so important, and in the overall, the pillar of strength is as Brother Davis always says, be the general. And that's who you all are. And Roz is definitely, and Mel is definitely that. So we got another call. I think is Brother Davis. I believe that, yeah, that's going to be Brother Davis. Brother Davis, thank you for calling in and for you being who you are. I know you want to give some of your love and energy to Roz and family now. So I'm going to turn it over to you. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Peace, peace, brothers, and my condolences go out to you, Brother Roz, but I want you to think of it this way, man. You already have the greatest treasures that he could give you, that he freely gave without thought. So the value is always going to be there. But I do want you to understand this, that when we leave the realm of time and space, we enter the realm of infinity. And in infinity, you're not limited. So literally, he can come and go as you need him because of your connection to him. Do give my best to your family, and if there's anything to the Davis, the house of Davis, and I mean that, if we can do or be of any service to you, I appreciate the courtesy of you extending us the opportunity to show our love. So, my brother, I know it's going to be a roller coaster to some degree. Emotions are like that. But just remember that when it all comes and it all settles down, the peace that you have is those moments of personal treasure that y'all spent together. And that can be a joy within itself. Peace, man. It's the Davises and we out, man.
So well said, as always, Brother Mel, Brother Davis. And I know everyone here, Roz, is extending their energy to you and your sister because the agape love that we have for each other goes without question, as your father has for you and you have for your father. As Brother David so wisely said, he's able to go and come as he chooses spiritually, and he chooses to be with you always. So, Ross, this is a very, very difficult time. But it's a necessary time in our overall development as we start to see what truly is important, as we already know what is it that we can give, and as much has been given to you, and as much as you give, it's the perfect exchange. It's sustainability, and that's true love. And this will never, ever end, regardless of the obstacles, the adversities, the deceptions, the lies. We resonate in truth because we need the truth. And we speak it, we live it. We make mistakes, but we're perfect because we were perfectly created to sustain. and we are perfect. We just always need to fine-tune it. And this is what I appreciate so much about what your father has instilled in your wife, your son, in you, and this just magnifies itself in us knowing you. It's like we've never not known you as well as your father. We never heard him, but we've never not known his presence every time that you come on. So we appreciate and love you. Listen, everyone, we're going to get ready to get out of here. And I just want to say, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. And this is why I never say goodbye. And I'm going to say this because of what Roz came to his family to share with. And we so appreciate us sharing this perfect time with you, brother. And Brother Bragg is, before we're going to get out of here, Brother Bragg is going to, wants to speak to you as well. I want to say this, my brother. I never say goodbye for a reason, because it's never a goodbye. It's always, I'll see you later. And that's what your father is doing with us all. He's seeing us at all times. So Brother Bragg is here. We're going to end on Brother Bragg. And Brother Bragg, you're on. I want to leave it to you, and then you could close us out. And it's the most appropriate way to do it. Go ahead, Brother Bragg.
Yes, sir. Peace, peace. Hey, Brother Raz, my heart goes out to you and your family at this time. But remember, it's just transformation. He's here with us. He's our ancestors. He's in your presence. He's in your heart. He's always going to be here. That's all I want to say. I know it's hard, no doubt.
Yes, it's difficult, and the beauty of it is also because, as Mel said, you know, one of the good things, I never take pictures. I rather have the impressions of the frequencies of memories, because I can always relive those. And this is what you're reliving now, and they're powerful, powerful, powerful pieces. And they're going to sustain you all the way through your great transformation. We're going to get ready to get out of here. Brother Bragg, if you would chime us out so sweetly as we always do. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.